Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
It's coast to coast.
All right, good evening. Welcome aboard another edition, another day of Sports Overnight America. Across the country and around the globe here on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Tuned In, Simple Radio, a whole bunch of My Tuner is another nice little hot portal where you can strike us up there for streaming, and around the globe on the American Forces Radio Network. Marty Terrell, Dominic Jimenez producing today. A couple of guests we're going to throw at you and give you a lot of NFL week number two talk, right? And that's what we'll do because it starts on Thursday and we're a Wednesday into a Thursday edition. So we can kind of jump the gun and get into the NFL stuff. Baseball today, I'll just mention it at the top. I mean, the Mets are just living large. Now, their ace the other night, just did not. I mean, Peterson just was horrible. They got beat 6-2. Today, on a Wednesday matinee up at Sky Dome, they're facing Bowden Francis, who's had his second ninth inning no-hitter broken up in his last four starts. And what a fate. The Mets tie it 1-1. They score or down 1-0. They get six in the ninth. They break up the no-no. Then they get six in the ninth to win it 6-2. And here's where we'll go with the Mets, right back with a slight edge in the wild card. I'm really hoping. I really do. I want the Mets in the postseason for some crazy reason. We shall see. Can't get the Red Sox. Give me the Mets. All right. So that'd be my little flavor of the postseason. So, yeah, some football talk. We'll get into it. We'll start Thursday in Miami, of course, the situation, the fallout from Tyreek Hill. He owned it today, which I thought was good. He came out and said, I could have handled it better. When the police initiated the stop, he could have handled it better. I think that goes a long way towards diffusing this. We'll see how this carries over to the field, but that's a big spot. Dolphins favored against the Bills tomorrow night. We'll get into that, and we'll go through the NFL games. Jim Lampley a little bit later on. He was, as Brock Hines points out, the first ever sideline, or one of the first ever sideline reporters, and boy, is that capacity, that job changed over the decades. So we'll do all that, and we'll get Nick Douglas in here as we will take a road show Saturday night to Wisconsin for Alabama at the Badgers at Camp Randall. Coming back on Sports Overnight. Don't go away. On and on with it. Yeah, I'm fascinated. If I say let's take a trip, don't need to pack for Vegas. Yeah, I know you working hard and trying to stack them weights.
Right now at Wendy's, you can get a small Frosty for a buck. And literally everyone is going. The car behind you, going to get a dollar Frosty. The car ahead of you, already had one, going for a second. The person who cut you off earlier, you guessed it, dollar Frosty. Maybe it's all a sign for you to go get one. Just don't cut anyone off. No one likes that person. The iconic Frosty for a buck, gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's. Not valid in a combo. Prices may be higher in Alaska, Hawaii, California, and via third-party delivery.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues? Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American.
America we need right now. America. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
All right, talking the world of sports here, Wednesday into a Thursday. Yeah, some baseball tonight. We'll keep an eye on it, of course, with these, you know, it's this time of year, folks. We're in the middle of September, you know, a few weeks left. We know, you know, look, the White Sox are going to lose a record number of games, it looks like. I mean, we're going to have, I think, very predictable divisional winners, really. You know, we'll see about the American League East. But for the most part, we're going to see fairly predictable division winners, but the wild card race is going to be interesting these last couple of weeks, so we look forward to that. So we'll kind of frame baseball over here to the right and just delve right into it. I mean, I'll start with the college thing and promote, you know, Saturday night being Madison, Wisconsin for Wisconsin, Alabama. Now, that's an early start, and Alabama should not have a problem here. I would love to see Wisconsin just keep this within a one-score situation. But listen, we're just starting slowly, you know, kind of take baby steps into, you know, the real, you know, not even the meat of the season, but, you know, we get away from these, you know, these blowouts where Ohio State's taking on Akron and we're just getting some of these horrible games. I mean, Michigan will lick their wounds after getting blown out by Texas. They'll get Arkansas State at the Big House on Saturday as we roll through it. But I mean, you know, you still got some, you got games, some really bad games that you just don't care about. I mean, Oregon's going to play Oregon State, which isn't horrible. Miami of Florida, boy, they toughened up their schedule here in week three. They're only about a 40-point favorite over Ball State down south. Notre Dame hits the road for West Lafayette. This one here, you have to pay attention. You have to pay attention. Look, at Purdue has got a history of what? Having pretty mediocre football sans a couple of years where they jumped up and surprised people. Joe Tiller, you know, we had the Iowa kid, Kyle Orton there. We had a little, we had some juice there with Purdue. Did we not? Of course we did. All right, so you give you that. But Notre Dame coming off the embarrassing loss to Northern Illinois, you just have to see which way. They can respond one of two ways. Actually, three ways. They can come out and be mediocre and still win, but they can come out and carry the baggage from last week and get picked off 2 weeks in a row. And this is kind of weird. It's kind of like, you know, driving by and saying, "Oh man, look at this wreck. I got to slow down and I got to rubberneck my way through this." Can you imagine if Notre Dame gets picked off this week? I mean, does Marcus Freeman even get back to the campus in South Bend? Of course he does, but I mean, stay away from too much overspeaking hyperbole here. But it'll just be – he's getting close to that, you know, it's almost like an imaginary land of no return. If you lose to Northern Illinois and you lose to Purdue, with a relatively weak schedule and you get two L's and on those boxes, oh my God, it'll just be a matter of time. It won't even be an imaginary line in the sand anymore. It'll be real. It'll be as real as real can be. And he will be on his way out, slowly but surely. A&M in Florida, this, you know, I want to throw that game in the mix just because Billy Napier is a hot seat coach, and it was warm to start the year. Florida has to find a way at home. And A&M, of course, got beat week one against Notre Dame. So they got, you know, the situation there where you got Elko, the coach who comes in from Duke. They got a lot of messes there academically. They got some things NCAA smoldering under the veneer there in College Station. So that is a very tricky spot. Where else do I want to go here? West Virginia, Pitt, you know, that's that backyard brawl. We'll throw that in there a little bit. So that's, we'll go into that game a little bit. Utah, who I love. One of my, you know, this team is so much fun. That whole program, the Utah program, of course, we're going to be on Salt Lake Sports Radio here at 1st of October. You know, Iowa State at Utah, that is going to be a game. I know it's in November. I think it's the 9th. So, I know I'm getting way ahead of myself, you know, but, you know, we got 55 days to an election coming off a debate night last night. And I tell you right now, it's going to be Thanksgiving before you can shake a stick. So there you go. Texas, they take on UTSA, Texas San Antonio, Georgia, Kentucky. So when I throw out there, hey, you know, hey, let's do a road show, Alabama, Wisconsin, people, you know, hey, you know, listen, Alabama should win this game by 3 touchdowns, and they might, and they probably will. But the fact of the matter is it's a juicy game. Colorado State, you got to put that game in there. They had a lot of histrionics. They've had brawls in games. These are two programs. The Rams hate the Buffs, and the Buffs hate the Rams. That one's got a little juice as well. Indiana, UCLA. Tennessee, no, they got a cakewalk. Maryland, Virginia. So, you know, I gave you a handful. So it's not a ton. You know, Iowa State moves into the top 18 in the country, or top 20, I should say, 21 in some polls. They're better than that. They have a great coach in Matt Campbell. Iowa State's going to make some noise. I got them going 5-0 to start the year. Their only tricky spot's Baylor, and I don't think Baylor's any good. I really don't. And after a big win over Iowa, Iowa State loves the fact that the only letdown they're going to endure is they're going to be let down they're not playing this week. But if they did play this week, they would be vulnerable because you come off that Cy-Hawk rivalry game in state and you get a little bit of a hungry opponent, then there you go. I mean, Northern Iowa is going to go over and be a sacrificial lamb because Iowa won't schedule them anymore. Iowa State won't schedule them anymore. So what is, you know, Northern Iowa goes over to Lincoln and they'll get their payday from Lincoln. And they'll get beat by 30. But, you know, in the past, well-suited before the Iowa-Iowa State game, Northern Iowa and teams like that are extremely dangerous. There is no question about that. So then you turn to Sunday, and it really starts on Thursday night, and that's in Miami. The Tyreek Hill situation, Dolphins, I mean, the Jacksonville Jaguars, I mean, just gift-wrapped that game. Gave that game away. And you had the Dolphins coming in with a lot of controversy, a mess before the game. And then who does it but Tyreek Hill, 80-yard touchdown, completely changed the complexion. They found a way to win. Here comes Buffalo, Josh Allen, a lot of whispers that this was going to be a bounce year in a negative way for Buffalo. That is a big spot. And what a way to kick off week two. And then, listen, Commanders, Giants, you got to pay attention to that. Daniel Jones singing for his supper at AT&T. And then the Jets hit the road for the Titans. And we know that Aaron Rodgers looked not only old, but rickety and very rigid coming off the injury. He looks like a quarterback who is very aware that he obviously blew out the Achilles. Opposing defenders and pass rushers are going after him with a vengeance, and he knows it. Ravens, Raiders, you know, there's some games here. The Panthers, how horrible can the Carolina Panthers be? Well, guess what? The Chargers will go into Charlotte this week and, you know, should easily go to 2-0, but you never know. Cowboys, got to pay attention there because here come the Saints off a prolific scoring effort. And so we'll see what the Saints are all about. And the Cowboys at home, Dak with his money. Lions, Buccaneers. rematch of a second round, or was that? Yeah, I think a second round playoff game a year ago. Lions coming off a Sunday night win. Montgomery waltzes into the end zone late. Goff was steady, talented galore. Defense, Hutchinson and company, very, very good. Campbell just has to just, I think, play percentages. I'm not saying be conservative, be a little more reasonable with his gutsy stuff and his riverboat gambling style. And this Detroit team has no excuses if they don't go at least 11-6, 12-5 is where I got the Lions. And I could even see a 13-4 coming down the pike there. That is a potentially a very elite team. Colts, Packers, obviously Malik Willis gets the start in Green Bay. I love the Colts in this spot. They were coming back against the Texans. They had opportunities to win. They didn't get it done. Richardson looks good. Not great yet, but he, too, coming off an injury and a very abbreviated, short-circuited rookie season. The Packers look very vulnerable. Jaguars, bounce-back mode. Browns, Deshaun Watson, lawsuit, death of his father, horrible performance. Get blown out home and season over against the Cowboys. The Browns could get on a very slippery slope. And then the Vikings, you know, they go into the Meadowlands, they blow out the Giants, and now here come the 49ers. No McCaffrey, doesn't matter. Let me tell you something. Brock Purdy's got a great quick release. He did get sacked, what, three times, but he avoids sacks because of that quick release. And, man, I tell you, he keeps getting better, and I think that progression is going to continue. Cardinals, Rams, Chiefs, Bengals, Steelers, Broncos, setting up a Sunday night doozy. The Texans, hosting the Bears, and we want to pay attention. Monday night, you're going to get the Eagles and Falcons in Philly. So we ran through the whole slate there. We'll get into it more, of course, on Thursday into a football Friday, and then, again, we will spend a lot of time on Saturday, breaking down Saturday night in Madison, Wisconsin, all those big college games, including Alabama, Wisconsin, and the aforementioned, but some NFL talk as well. All right, speaking of football, Nick Young from Mississippi. He's our SEC insider. He comes up next here on Sports Byline. I'm Marty Terrell here on Sports Overnight. Stole my baby. Who done it? Everyone in the room looks shady.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Talking the world of sports here. Marty Terrell here on a Wednesday into a Thursday. It's always great to talk college football, football of any kind, right? And who better? Nick Douglas is our Southeastern Conference and kind of our national guy, too, on the college football front, almost by not default, but I mean, when you're chronicling arguably the best and toughest conference in college football, it kind of moves you up the pecking order, but we double back with Nick on Wednesdays and Saturdays, does outstanding work. Nick, how are you? What's going on? How you doing today?
Marty, I'm doing well. Huge weekend coming up for the SEC as they enter week three of non-conference play, largely non-conference play, but we've got some exciting matchups, so it'll be an exciting week for the conference.
Well, I feel lucky to be able to see it, but that's going to be Alabama, Wisconsin. That'll be Gus Johnson, Joe Klatt. The Fox crew will be there. Noon East, 11 Central, Camp Randall. The jump around. It's got great tradition. Bucky Badger, but they're in the deep end of the pool. Look, they're 2-0, but this is not South Dakota. This is Alabama. Milroe could have a field day. This game could, quite frankly, get ugly quickly because I don't know that Wisconsin speed-wise, they want to play that slobber knocker, 3 yards and a cloud of dust. For the most part, they're trying to sell the country that they've got an explosive offense. Well, through the first 2 weeks against lesser opponents, I'll give them that. This is going to be different. How do you see Alabama-Wisconsin first glance? Let me hear.
Yeah, so on the flip side of your comments, Marty, let's remind everyone that Alabama did come out flat-footed before turning on the Jets against South Florida. That game was 21-16 late in the game with Bama starting to really pick up late in the fourth quarter. So it'll be interesting to see the number four team face off in the heart of Big Ten country Saturday. Like you said, Alabama's definitely got the speed over Wisconsin, but you know that environment's going to be wild. Set for an 11 a.m. kick Central Time. They're lucky that's not in November. That one's in September. Otherwise, the weather would most definitely be a factor. But there's no question Milroe will have his turn to go for 350 to 400 yards on the road and prove why Bama is that number four team. I think that is a little high for Alabama right now. I think you've got a team like Missouri who has allowed 0 points all year. Ole Miss only allowing 3 points all year. You know, that top of the SEC, I know they've got six of the top seven right now. That top of the SEC is very, very competitive. No doubt that it's the best year this conference has had through the first 2 weeks, as long as I can remember. So it'll be a big week as Bama does head up to Madison for that noon showdown. And I'm intrigued to see if they really are the number four team in America.
That'll be interesting. Nick Douglas with us on the SEC. All right, one more on Alabama. We know they're different. There's a different feel, but there's tangible differences with Alabama, starting with the coaching box. Nick Saban's on TV. Now you got Coach DeBoer there. Other than the obvious, how do you evaluate Alabama first year out of the box with no Saban? Are the differences good, bad, or indifferent, or is it still the jury's still out on Alabama? Let me hear.
I would definitely say the jury's still out, Marty. There's no question that DeBoer has the X's and O's down pat. You saw what he did at Washington. You saw what he's done throughout his career, truly earning his stripes and working his way up the rankings and now being at one of the perennial jobs in college football. I think that team is still gelling from what I've seen there's been a little bit of miscommunication. There have been a few turnovers that were very avoidable that let South Florida back into that game in the second half. It's promising to see them turn on the Jets and leave them in the dust in the fourth quarter. But I think this is the prove-it game, similar to how LSU and South Carolina will have their prove-it game, similar to how Boston College and Missouri will both be playing each other in a prove-it game. You know, is Boston College legit? Is Missouri as hot as they were last year? And, you know, who's competitive? Is it LSU or is it South Carolina? That game will really decide the upper middle tier of the conference.
No question. Nick, let's go to some other key games. I also want to come back to LSU because they're on a lot of people's radar screen, not necessarily for all good reasons, but in your backyard, number five, Ole Miss, they're going to, Raleigh. They're going to be taking on Wake Forest. Obviously, look, this is not Furman. This isn't, you know, an opponent that you're going to score 60 or 70 points on, but you never know. This is a high-powered Ole Miss offense. Quarterback who is turnover-prone has been flawless so far, or at least for the most part. How are you seeing Ole Miss on this first, obviously first road game, and again, against a legit opponent? Nothing against the other two. Let me hear.
Absolutely. So Coach Kiffin put it perfectly when he said this matchup is a measuring stick against the Power Five. You know, Ole Miss has finally shifted their paradigm, and we talked about it this offseason, Marty. They finally shifted to expecting 70-point victories against FCS opponents and going into town and expecting to win big against lesser opponents. So this will be interesting. Wake Forest being in the Power Five, going on the road, it's expected to be a rainy showdown as well. So that one will be a great measuring stick. How does this team perform in an environment that's not at home? You've got things like, you know, transport and hotels and everything, and, you know, that often gets overlooked. But coaches have talked about that, especially with new teams coming in and crazy roster turnover. That does get factored into play. You know, every team does road games differently. So how can this team come out on the road and perform in the rain? You know, that's something to watch. I will tell you this. Last season, Ole Miss opened their road slate against Tulane, and they were down 17-7 at half. And where a lot of Ole Miss fans were, I mean, obviously it was very hot in New Orleans in September, but a lot of Ole Miss fans were very concerned. Thankfully, that defense came out and held Tulane to only 3 points in the second half. They ended up winning that 37-20. So that is something to watch. But from what I understand, that'll be a night kick, and the team is going to be poised for a big victory because they feel like the public perception is that the jury's out, but they know that they're legitimate contenders this year.
Again, Nick Douglas with us. I think there is a ton of pressure on Brian Kelly this week in his Bayou Bengals. They're going into Columbia, South Carolina. And I'm telling you, they are ripe for the picking. They are. And you gave a very strong endorsement for South Carolina. You know that Ole Miss sees them in a few weeks. You said that because I tried to sell you on the idea that Ole Miss doesn't play a game until they face LSU. You said, no, hold the phone, tap the brakes, Marty. They got South Carolina. LSU in Columbia against the Gamecocks. And then I want to see if Georgia gets a little sloppy, if Kentucky might scare Georgia a little bit. But let's start in Columbia with that game on Saturday. Go ahead.
Absolutely, Marty. This is a prove-it game for both schools. This will say everything about that upper middle tier of the SEC. South Carolina's got all the momentum in the world, having gone to Kentucky and held them to 6 points and only 44 passing yards. And, you know, LSU's got to right the ship. If they're going to do it, this is the time to do it. And, you know, that environment at Williams-Brice will be very, very intimidating. That's one of the premier environments in college football when it's at peak strength. So that is one to watch. I think you're going to have a showdown. And, you know, we're getting to the exciting part of the season where you start to see what teams are really made of. You see the buzz initially. You see the first couple weeks play out. Now it's time to enough with the corrections, enough with who's hot and who's not. Now the ball's going to be in the dirt, and you've got a legitimate opponent. You've got road environments coming into effect. You've got students staying all four quarters. So this will be an interesting one to watch. I think that, along with the Boston College-Missouri game, where you've got two teams that seem to be very legitimate facing each other early on in the year. You know, who can make those second half adjustments and come out and really begin to put the pedal to the metal? So that will be one to watch. And if Garrett Nussmeier can right that ship and get LSU back on track, there's no question that they can be ready to compete on October 12th when the Rebels come to town.
No question about that. And then the other one I wanted you to talk about is what was the game I threw out there? I forgot now.
Kentucky Georgia.
Yeah, Kentucky Georgia. Yeah, you know. And then there's one other I want to sneak in here real quick. But yeah, look, the games in Lexington. You know, we've seen. You know, Kentucky's one of those schools that just gets pigeonholed. They're a lot like Duke. You know, they get pigeonholed as a basketball only school, but. You know, they've had some lineage. We got to remember Bear Bryant coached there a long time ago. But Kentucky, Georgia, huge favorite here. Road spot. Any concerns if you're a Bulldog fan?
So I think Paul Feinbaum said it best. Obviously, Georgia and Texas seem like they're in a class of their own, and they both sure look like it. Texas coming with all the momentum in off that trip to Ann Arbor, and Kentucky having zero momentum. Putting up 6 points in your home field, even Ole Miss's worst teams haven't put up that. And I've seen Ed Orgeron coach at Ole Miss. So I think the Bulldogs roll to 3-0 without a doubt. I think that one's going to get ugly early. That game might look close to sell out at the opening kick, but by the time halftime rolls around, that stadium could very well be 40% empty. Because that will get ugly, and that will get ugly early.
Nick, I will talk to you Saturday, if not sooner. Thank you. I was going to just say Quinn Ewers will pad his Heisman resume, and I think we will see Mr. Manning in the second half against UTSA for the Longhorns. Good job there, Nick. We'll talk to you soon, pal.
All righty. Sounds good, Marty.
You go. Get back to us. Nick Douglas coming back on Byline.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. And look at you, hands perfectly placed on the wheel. Not like the driver to the right of you who's really going after that drum solo. Save with DriveWise and the Allstate app and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state, subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary, and in some states your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka, handcrafted and pure, This is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
All right, talking the world of sports here. We are efforting Jim Lampley, HBO. We got Canelo Alvarez, Edgar Berlanga. That'll be Saturday night, 8 o'clock. 5 Pacific in Vegas. It'll be available at PPV, pay-per-view.com. Canelo Alvarez, 61-2-2 with 39 knockouts. He is from Guadalajara, Mexico. And then you got the chosen one, Edgar, the chosen one, Berlanga, 22-0, 17-0 lifetime in terms of knockouts, based out of the Big Apple, New York City. So, yeah. And I do want to query Lampley. Lampley was the first, I think he was the first sideline TV reporter, seriously, on ABC's college football. And I'm going to ask him that if time allows, because, you know, he's on to promote the fight, and I get it, but I want to sneak that in there. I believe Brock Hines, and I don't believe, I know he did. Brock Hines did a great, and you hear him throughout the day here on Byline, and that is Sports in 60, top of the hour commentaries. I throw in a few, but that's really a place for Brock and a few others to really do an outstanding job. And Brock researched that, and I remember it. And so that'll be interesting. And I think Lynn Swann, I think Lampley broke the ice. Lampley's a pioneer. I mean, Lampley was also one of the first voices we heard when sports radio became, you know, all the rage, or at least, you know, in 1988 when WFAN in New York, or 87 or 88 when they came on board. Wow. Lampley was, along with Greg Gumbel, was one of the first voices we heard on the WFAN. And now we've got, what, some 200 all sports stations across the country and sports networks such as this one, Sports Byline. So really neat stuff. So, yeah, we will effort Lampley. If we don't grab him today, we'll grab him tomorrow or whenever we can, because we appreciate it. But, yeah, the football stuff is good. The baseball stuff, this is a great time of year. You know, you're starting to see little – you know, a little break in the weather, and of course, this is what you get in September, right? These final few days. What was the 11th? So we got what, 10 days of summer left. So you know, next weekend the curtain will fall on summer, and then that'll just ring in the fall and the cooler weather. And before you know it, like I said, we're going to be into November. It just flies by. And the reason why, and, you know, it's got a lot of people scratching their heads, it's an election year. I mean, let's say, you know, we all know what we saw last night. We saw a debate, and we saw contentiousness, and we see what we see every election year, although the stakes and the envelopes getting pushed a little bit harder and faster, if you will. We're 55 days out from, you know, settling a presidential election. So it's, and you know the players now, okay? You got Trump and you got Harris, and there we go. So we shall see. WNBA, I touched on it a little bit yesterday. Indiana Fever, Caitlin, her and Reese getting a lot of credit, these two rookies. Reese down for the year. Chicago will not make the playoffs. I don't think they could. It's the top eight that get in. So it's, I mean, you got to be pretty bad not to get in. So I think what, four, there's a total of 12. So eight get in, four are going to sit out. I think Chicago will be one of them. Reese hurt. She's gone anyhow. But the Fever and Aces tonight is a, I got to pay attention to that a little bit, because that's a barometer game. You know, it's one thing to go out to, you know, T-Mobile, because they move it out of the Michelob Ultra Arena out there in Vegas, because they want, you know, they want to sell 20,000 seats, not 10,000 seats. And that's the Caitlin Clark effect in full bloom. And so, you know, you're going to have a playoff environment at Gainbridge Fieldhouse. You are going to have a playoff environment. And they got another big game on Sunday, and you're going to have a playoff environment. And they're getting in for the first time since, what, 2016? They're in. And they could do some damage. They could do some damage. They're playing at a high level right now. They've gotten better. And, you know, I think, and I was guilty of this too, you know, these gals, just like the guys, the rookies, got to give them some time, you know, especially because of the unorthodox way that the WNBA is structured. I mean, Caitlin Clark, Reese, and all the others came right out of the NCAA tournament and right into draft and then put on a uniform and go play, you know, some 30-odd ball games, right? It's a lot. It's two seasons crammed into – I mean, you're playing for a full year, essentially, without a break. I mean, they did get a little bit of a break. And then, you know, some of these gals went over to France and played in Paris in the Olympics, got the gold medal, which we knew, and now they're back here stateside. And their season's now coming to a crescendo with the onset of the postseason. Listen, I'm not look these gals, these women, and the guys are the toy department of life. They're getting to do things, and you know, but it doesn't mean it's not work. Doesn't mean it's not a real job, because it is. You know, it just is. So I am looking forward to this. I never thought I could be taken seriously, and I beg that you will take me serious that this WNBA. Postseason tournament, if you will, or this postseason, the playoffs. Look, Vegas is probably going to win it. They're going to be heavily favored to win it, but the Connecticut Sun are legit. The New York Liberty are legit. If you want to look for an outlier, then I think you have to, you know, you got to start throwing in the Seattles and the Indianas of the world, okay? The Sparks, not very good, rough year. Dallas, not very good. Atlanta, you know, it depends on what team. Minnesota Lynx, you got to put them in there. Probably above the aforementioned. Not more so than Connecticut. I think you got a tier. You got Vegas, and then you drop down to Minnesota, New York, Connecticut, not necessarily in that order, and then you come down another level, and that's where you got Indiana hanging out with maybe Seattle. I'd have to look at the exact numbers, standings-wise, points, and break it down. Have not done it. We'll do it. Enjoy it like you can't believe. I think it is just absolutely been a breakout year. And I say that because it was a breakout year for me because I didn't pay attention. I mean, I paid it casual attention, if that. And I wasn't alone. And nor is this has brought a whole new set of eyeballs. And it's not all Caitlin, but she gets the lion's share of the credit. But Angel does too. Angel Reese does. The marketing's been good. Listen, the commissioner Englehart, all they can do is don't break it. Okay. You can't fix what isn't broken. It's not broken. Toronto's coming in the Bay Area. I know Dom is giddy, you know, San Francisco Bay Area. You've got that West Coast. I mean, listen, that Pacific Northwest, that West Coast in terms of women's basketball is tremendous. I mean, I don't have to go much further than Stanford. But you can go up the coast and Gonzaga, and you can go up the coast to or down into L.A. with, you know, UCLA and Southern Cal. And I don't know about the Arizona schools so much, but the women's game in the West Coast, obviously with the Seattle Storm, they've been a great pro entry. And we're going to see if, you know, Seattle gets the Sonics back, which is good for basketball. Never, you know. I mean, of course, it's NBA, and then WNBA is a different, you know, a different slice of the pie. But the fact of the matter is, it's good for basketball. It's great for a city like Seattle. Because I was talking to some people from Seattle yesterday, and they were basically saying, yeah, they want the Sonics back. The Kraken are a big deal. That NHL franchise has done remarkable, and they are into it. And we saw it before with Vegas. Look at when Vegas got an expansion team, the Golden Knights, and look how quickly – they turned around and won titles. I mean, it's unheard of. Hockey's a different breed. You know, you get that dispersal draft. You get a core of talent, but then they scour the collegiate ranks. The NHL draft is, you know, the NHL and the Major League Baseball draft kind of get lumped together. Is, you know, only the diehards really pay attention. I mean, that's the fact of the matter is only the diehards. All right, we do have a few moments with Jim Lampley. We're grateful for that. Jim, thanks for popping on. Appreciate you, busy guy. What's in store for Alvarez and Berlanga if we sign up? Pay-per-view.com coming up at T-Mobile on Saturday night, Jim. You kind of think this is, you know, Alvarez is not really, well, let me hear your opinion first. Then I'll ask you a few questions. Go ahead.
Well, Canelo Alvarez is the number one dollar for dollar attraction in the sport of boxing. So for a real committed boxing fan, he's must-see TV. Even if he were fighting a totally nameless opponent who had no chance whatsoever, it's still a matter of following the history and the continuing growth of his image at this point, and must-see TV, as I say. And he's fighting a guy who began his career with 16 consecutive first-round knockouts, and he has Puerto Rican roots. And anytime you have Mexico against Puerto Rico, there's an added element of intensity in that particular competition. So while the sub-ad here is Canelo's not fighting David Benavidez, he's not fighting David Morrell, he's not fighting Terrence Crawford, he has chosen instead to fight Edgar Berlanga. That doesn't mean that you simply dismiss the event. It's still Canelo Alvarez, and he's fighting a guy with legitimate straight-ahead punching power, so it's worth tuning in to see it.
No question about it. It's a good price. Jim, you guys have a great, unique approach to this, too. Can you talk about the interaction to the viewers that you guys allow for during this telecast, this pay-per-view event? Could you talk about that for a moment, please?
Sure. I am one of the participants in a live chat stream called PPV.com. And the essence of PPV.com is you buy the pay-per-view telecast, you click a box on the entry page, and you are automatically enrolled in PPV.com, where Jim Lampley, Lance Pugmire, Boxing News, Dan Canobio of the Canobio family who built CompuBox, and welterweight fighter Chris Algieri are all doing live chat, sharing their observations in text during the fight, and you, as the fan, now have the chance to interact with them in that chat stream, kick back at us if you want to. It's a totally interactive experience where the person at home can actually function somewhat like a commentator on the fight simply by participating in the live chat stream. PPV.com.
Jim, does that take special preparation? I mean, you've seen the full gamut of telecasting. You're a Hall of Fame broadcaster. Does this require more preparation for you and more concentration when you're doing your job inside that arena on Saturday night?
Well, it's not play-by-play. It's different from play-by-play. This is more like editorial commentary of the kind, for instance, during my years in HBO, that first Larry Merchant and later Max Kellerman did. I used to fantasize during telecasts that the moment would come when I would get up and walk around Roy Jones's back and sit in Max's chair, and Max would get up and come around and sit in my chair. He would become the blow-by-blow commentator, and I would become the gray eminence, if you will, and provide the kind of insight that first Larry and then Max did. I was really interested in trying that, so it didn't happen there at HBO. But now here it is on PPV.com. The kinds of comments that I'm putting into the chat stream are very much the same kinds of observations that Larry and Max used to provide.
Which is awesome. Jim, the next time we get you to promote a fight, I want to pay homage to you as the pioneer. Of course, we heard you on The Fan back in the late 80s, but also the first sideline reporter. Boy, that role has changed. Time does not allow. Good job. We will promote this. We'll be at Madison, Wisconsin for Wisconsin, Alabama, and we will promote this. Good job out of you, Jim, and thanks for being so kind to us. We'll talk again soon. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You got it. There you go. Jim Lampley. Okay. He's got the call and live streaming world title tilt. Canelo Alvarez, Edgar Berlanga, the chosen one, 22-0. Imagine that. His first 16 fights didn't get out of the first round. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm not going to say it and insult anybody, but did he fight anybody? Come on now. 16 consecutive first round knockouts. Come on now. I mean, that smacks of no one's going to touch that record like DiMaggio's 56-game hitting streak, for crying out loud. Unbelievable. All right, what we're screaming and screaming about. Is it Indiana Fever Aces from Vegas tonight? Yeah, you got to pay attention to that. We got some baseball to look into, and then we got football, college and pro. There's a big week kicks off on a Wednesday into a Thursday. This is Sports Overnight coming back.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
All right, talking the world of sports here. Aces Fever, Las Vegas and Indiana tonight. Gainsbridge Fieldhouse, Indianapolis. That'll be at 8 East tip. We will get that on NBA TV. So there you go. I was thinking maybe ESPN, but not the case. Mystics and Sky, Storm Sparks round out the WNBA. Wednesday into a Thursday till, you know, the Yankees are a head scratcher. I mean, the Seth Lugo looked like, my Lord, he looked like, you know, I don't know, Roger Clemens last night. I mean, just the Royals completely shut the Yankees down. Lugo was outstanding. Ragans against Heel tonight at Yankee, and that game is about to get underway. You know, the Royals are, that's a salty team. They've done a heck of a job there. They really have. Braves, Nats, Atlanta in a dogfight with the Mets for that wild card. You know, the Phillies are home free in that division. I'll tell you, the hottest team in baseball right now might be the Detroit Tigers. Of course, they're feasting. I mean, literally feasting on the Colorado Rockies. They scored a bundle last night. They have put up six in the first frame. Tonight they have put six up and they still have two on with two out. So there you go. Dominic Jimenez, outstanding work out of you. Thanks to Jim Lampley. Getting ready for the Canelo fight in Vegas on Saturday night. We appreciate that. And of course, our guy Nick Douglas, who is outstanding on college football in the Southeastern Conference. Thanks to Brock Hines for his sports in the 60s. And again, Dom, excellent work out of you. I'm Marty Terrell. Stay tuned. More sports talk after the top of the hour here on Sports Byline across the country and around the globe. Adios.